Lord Tywin would do no such thing, of course. The Tyrion would make up for it if he won free. Sir Roderick glanced at his lady, his look worried, as well it might be. His men come with him, the old knight announced, and we'll take the rest of you to stay quiet about what you've seen here. It was all Tyrion could do, not to laugh. Quiet? The old fool. Unless he took the whole inn, the word would begin to spread the instant they were gone. The free rider with a gold coin in his pocket would fly to Casterly Rock like an arrow. If not him, then someone else. Yoren would carry the story south. That fool singer might make a lay of it. The Freys would report back to their lord, and the guards only knew what he might do. Lord Walder Frey might be sworn to Riverrun, but he was a cautious man who had lived a long time by making certain he was always on the winning side. At the very least, he would send his birds winging south to King's Landing, and he might well dare more than them. Catelyn Stark wasted no time. We must ride at once. We want fresh mounts and provisions for the road. You men know that you have the eternal gratitude of House Stark. If any of you choose to help us guard our captives and get them safe to Winterfell, I promise you shall be well rewarded. That was all it took. The fools came rushing forward. Tyrion studied their faces. They would indeed be well rewarded, he vowed himself, but perhaps not quite as they imagined.